Pedro Aponte has had a farming business in Harrisonburg for 7 years. He grew up on a farm and worked in urban homesteading before establishing his current business.
I'm interested in some kind of regenerative, sustainable farming. And so when we lived in the city, 15 years ago, we were growing a lot of our foods. And this was the time when I became interested in permaculture, which is something that we do in our current practices.
In 2014, Aponte and his family moved to a 7-acre property in Grados. After discovering that they had a surplus of extra crops, Aponte and his family started their community-supported agriculture program. It allows for local farmers to receive a box of crops each week for an 18-week period. In 2015, the family incorporated their business called St. Isidore's Homestead and Permaculture.
So there are two principles that guide our farming. One is we're a Catholic family, so Catholic social teaching, so care for the environment, care for the people, and permaculture, which is essentially the same thing, right?
This sentiment rings true on St. Isidore's website, where it defines its permaculture practices as, quote, making every element in the property, ourselves included, serve different purposes and work symbolically with everything else, close quote.
So we combine crops with animals and trying to mimic nature in the way these things interact.
Aponte said his family practiced seed saving frequently, but because he's working on a larger scale now, the practice isn't as crucial to his work.
Ever since we started working commercially, then we kind of adjusted a little bit to the needs of the market. The culture itself doesn't really foster seed savings because there's a demand for diversity in crops and, you know, want bigger and sweeter and juicier, and that thing doesn't always line up with seed saving. The reason is that a lot of the produce that we consume these days is has been hybridized to produce, to, you know, for specific trade.
Another problem with seed saving for farms is the need to isolate specific varieties of crops from generation to generation in order to preserve the genetic material.
So in other words, you cannot have multiple varieties of tomatoes growing together because they cross-pollinate. And so the seeds are not going to be true to type. And especially with tomatoes and these open pollinated seeds.
But St. Isidore does put in the work of isolating and saving seeds for some crops like peppers. One group that provides seeds to community members can be found on JMU's campus. This is the Community Seed Library, which also has an offshoot at the Massanutten Regional Library. This effort was founded by Health and Behavioral Science Librarian Liz Chenevy and Director of Resource Management Sarah Pritchard. Genevieve says she and Pritchard are also gardeners.
We have a lot of gardeners, both hobbyists and farmers. We have a big agricultural community. We also have the refugee population. So a lot of people are coming from places where they may have been gardening a lot of their own food, farming their own food. And so we just saw a lot of opportunities where people would be really interested in having an affordable, accessible way of getting seeds and sharing them with their neighbors. And so we really wanted to just be able to engage with the community and kind of have this be a step towards an equitable distribution of this important resource of seed and therefore food and plants.
After receiving an internal grant from JMU Libraries, Genevieve and Pritchard expanded their outreach. They engaged groups involved with gardening and farming. They also landed their first seed donations. They then used their grant to purchase more local seeds from local companies, before receiving another donation, this time from the Seed Savers Exchange, a national network focused on seed saving. The Seed Library opened in February 2020, just 2 weeks before JMU and much of the rest of the world would shut down because of the coronavirus pandemic. Still, the library gained popularity quickly, with 300 requests for seeds over the first 3 seasons, Genevieve said.
It was really popular. We received so many lovely, like, thank you notes from people. People sent us pictures of their gardens, and it was just really cool to see how excited people were. And so then after that, we kind of, we were able to more formally build a partnership with the local public library, Massanutten Regional, who had also been interested in having a seed library, but with COVID, it kind of derailed both of what we were trying to do. So we ended up working together kind of as things started reopening to open a second library in their location so that there was a more accessible location to people outside of the JMU community as well.
After using a request model due to COVID for the first three seasons, the library is now using the self-service model Genevieve and Pritchard originally intended. In fact, I thought the seeds would be guarded in Carrier Library's third floor in a vault. Instead, the seed library is a simple filing cabinet, sitting next to Carrier's information desk and across from a Starbucks where people are ordering their lattes.
The whole idea of seed saving, I think, and then seed libraries is this idea of their reciprocal relationship, right? Like, so you get that from the seed itself. You nurture the seed, it grows. It grows into a crop that you then get to harvest if you want, and then you can harvest seeds to do that again, right? And so the seed library kind of operates similarly.
The library is open to everyone, and its founders are actively engaging with groups in the community to encourage involvement. One example includes Vine and Fig, an outreach program that helps K-12 students establish their own gardens. Those gardens then produce seeds that are donated back to the library to keep the cycle going.
The community has been really receptive to the seeds. They're really excited to get the seeds, and then we see them coming back for other events or programming that we want to offer that can kind of help with those skills of learning gardening or seed saving and things like that.
In a way, the impact of seed saving in our community is twofold. On one hand, community programs like the JMU Seed Library are helping engage our community in gardening and allowing them to grow their own gardens at home. On the other hand, seed saving is just one factor that farmers like Aponte are able to use to create more sustainable farms. However, while Aponte praised those who are able to take the time to seed save, he also added that there are things that we as consumers can do to help create a more natural agricultural system.
We need to do a few things. Eat local, which is something that people talk about, and eat seasonal, right? And so if we can focus on that, eat local and eat seasonal, then that kind of brings things down to seed savings because you grow the produce that does the best at the time when they're supposed to.